How many elections is this now for you?
This will be my 7th election. We are in the midst of the worst economic, medical, and environmental catastrophe that's unfolding before us in our nation's history. And the idea that Justin Trudeau's called an election at this time, I think, is highly irresponsible. My focus throughout the pandemic, every day we were working the phones, helping people, helping small businesses, helping families get through EI, making sure that we got the investments in our region. So coming out of this, it's like we are not going to give up that responsibility. We are going to continue to fight for people, and we need to go back to Parliament with a vision about putting Canadians first instead of politics.
Now, obviously, every election you run to win a majority. How confident are you feeling?
We've just opened our 4th campaign office in the last 4 days, so the region is huge. It's bigger than Great Britain. We have teams in every one of our communities. We have a really strong group of volunteers, and we're getting calls all the time because people see the work we're doing, people appreciate it, and we run on a positive record. People know Charlie Angus shows up. People know Charlie Angus will fight for them. That's a pretty straightforward message to give at the doors.
What are some of the specific issues for Timmins, Iroquois Falls, and Cochrane?
Well, certainly, where do we go from the pandemic? I really fought the Liberals to get FedNor to be a standalone agency to increase funding. They've recognized that. They were pulling FedNor back into Toronto, basically, to run it. We said, no, we need standalone. We have a real opportunity right now with a resurgence in the resource sector, but it also has to be tied to climate change. With the planet is on fire, and we need the strategic metals. We need to be looking at resource development within a lens that's sustainable. And I think we've got really good success stories to tell in Timmins, James Bay. But we need the investments to make the benefits actually tangible here and not, you know, in some boardroom someplace else. And I think we can do that.
Okay, anything you want to add right now?
One of the reasons I keep running is because to me, it's an honor to serve the people. I serve at their discretion. When they decide to send me home, I'm happy to go home because I know that I've served the people well. I know that I've served them with honor, and I love the people of the North. And people know I like the North. And so a little bit of energy. We're going to have a lot of fun, and boy, it's going to be a lot of driving.